Recorded Books presents The Kingmaker's Daughter by Philippa Gregory, narrated by Bianca Amato.
The Tower of London, May 1465. My lady mother goes first, a great heiress in her own right, and the wife of the greatest subject in the kingdom. Isabel follows, because she's the oldest. Then me. I come last. I always come last. I can't see much as we walk into the great throne room of the Tower of London, and my mother leads my sister to curtsy to the throne and steps aside. Isabel sinks down low, as we have been taught, for a king is a king, even if he is a young man put on the throne by my father. His wife will be crowned queen, whatever we may think of her. Then, as I step forward to make my curtsy, I get my first good view of the woman that we have come to court to honour. She is breathtaking, the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. At once I understand why the king stopped his army at the first sight of her, and married her within weeks. She has a smile that grows slowly and then shines, like an angel's smile. I've seen statues that would look stodgy beside her. I've seen painted Madonnas whose features would be coarse beside her pale, luminous loveliness. I rise up from my curtsy to stare at her, as if she were an exquisite icon. I cannot look away. Under my scrutiny, her face warms. She blushes. She smiles at me. And I cannot help but beam in reply.